little bit. And before I introduce our next guest, let me remind you that we are at the Black Diamond Grill on Peachtree Parkway and Sharon Road. And we're having a blast out here. It's been great conversation to this point, and it's time to bring on the man of the hour.
And you know what? And first off, thanks, Terry, walking by. The owner here, he helped us out. Took
there
care
he is
of
right there. What's up?
Yeah. Please let your server know who you were taking care of.
Just give me one, and I'll...
She's got a bill for $223 right now.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so that's all. I think she's putting everything together.
Got it.
And that's not how we want it.
I know, okay.
Thanks, all right. Terry.
Thank you. So anyway, yes, we're so excited to.
We got to get the food right, man.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, I know. So anyway.
At any rate, it's time to honor the gentleman for whom we are gathered tonight. Just signing his LOI at Murray State, and he's ready to tell us all about it and the recruiting process that got him there. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Harrison Spencer.
Yes,
great
sir.
To have you.
Harrison,
yes,
welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes,
how are you? So first off. Harrison, before we talk, welcome to the show, which Greg just did, but before we talk about recruiting process, I want to talk about your outstanding high school career. You played varsity for basically 3 years, I mean, and you were an absolute highlight reel your senior season. So for you, what stands out to you the most during your time at South?
I would say, I mean, just developing sophomore year through senior year. I feel like, you know, sophomore year I had some up and downs. Like, I could say confidently, like, I wasn't the player I was this year as I was, like, sophomore year. So I would say just developing, continuing to get better and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Did you watch film of other receivers, for example, and what
they
go through, some of those YouTube videos?
Yes, sir. I would watch some, like, 4-stars and 5-stars, you know, because I honestly would look up to them and people – you know, that I wish where I was at. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, because that was one thing your dad said was, too, is you guys watched a lot of film and watched how people did things and everything, which is so important. Do you think, you know, the relationships you've built with players and coaches at South are ones that will last a lifetime? And how big part of your growth as a player and a person have these developed relationships played in your life so far?
Yes, sir. So I would say definitely with my coaches. Coach Morris, you know, Coach Hover, all, especially on the offensive side, but defensive side too. So, like, Coach Arnett, now I know we got a new staff coming in this year, but Coach Wiles is one of them. Yeah. I would definitely say that over the years I've grown, and we've had hard conversations with Coach Morris. It was me and him, like, one-on-one, so I would definitely say stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic too. And I tell you, you mentioned Coach Hover. I mean, that guy can get loud, can't he?
Yes, sir.
He usually lost his voice so early on.
Sir.
That was one thing.
He would come into the weight room, and he'd try and scream, blow the whistle, and he couldn't because his voice was gone from the previous day. So it was, for sure.
Yeah. You know, we talked to your parents a little bit, so let's move on to recruiting. I want to hear from you, though. So at what point did you really, you know, start seeing the recruiting process get going and start looking at schools?
Yes, sir. I would say definitely senior year. So this year we took some camp visits over the summer, Coastal Carolina, Virginia, stuff like that. So, like, bigger name schools. But we took some camp visits. And then really when I started during the season was really when it took off. So when I started making, you know, highlight films, plays, stuff like that, that's really when coaches started reaching out. Because before then, you know, I had the size, but I didn't necessarily have the film. So I would say for sure.
Who was your first recruiting visit you had, and what kind of discussions took place?
I think UT Martin was the first one, and we went there on like a game day visit, and I got the coach's contact number. We would keep in touch and stuff, and then I think they were one of the really first ones to offer. So yeah.
Now, was that before or after you met Tyrone?
I think that was before. That was before, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm interested in hearing, too, when you – once you met Tyrone and he got in the process,
yes, sir,
how big a difference was it for you? What kind of things happened at that point?
Yes, sir. I met Tyrone. One of my friend's dads actually was getting a haircut from him, and he ended up showing him my film because we had known each other from soccer, actually. And so he showed Coach Tyrone my film, and they ended up Coach Tyrone ended up sending it out to a lot of coaches because he had some sons that was playing at the D1 level. So I would say it definitely helped for sure. Like,
what to you? What were some of the most exciting, but also the most frustrating parts of the recruiting process for you?
Exciting. I would say it feels good when people, you know, like colleges and schools want you. Frustrating, you know, they'll pull an offer real quick. They're not afraid to do that. Colleges are. So they'll not necessarily pull an offer, but they're quick to, like, you know, cut you off and stuff. So that's frustrating for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. I mean, yes, that's what it is. Greg?
When did you first realize that you were going to be a college prospect? When did you first get that in your head that, hey, you know, I got a shot here?
Yes, sir. I felt like just coming into the season. Like, I knew what I had to do, and I knew what I had to get done. So it was never really a doubt in my mind where I was going. So, yeah.
You know, you mentioned the, you know, the talking about some that sometimes it's frustrating. People don't realize how difficult it is to get in front of those coaches. Not in the coach, or if there's each college, you know, they have recruiters for different parts of the country,
sir.
And everything, to get in front of them. And so, you know, and hats off to you guys, you know, for, because you started late in the process. You see players now, they're really, a lot of them are decided by their junior years and stuff and going. So you guys really, you know, kicked it into gear, which fantastic for you. All right, Spencer, so you obviously come from an amazing family, both local and all over the place, because they're all over the chat right now.
Yes, sir.
How important has it been to you to have this type of support every step of the way?
I mean, it means the world to me. Just knowing that I have people supporting me and always, you know, are going to be there for me, it really does help tremendously.
Yep. And then let's talk about Murray State. When did you have your first contact with them? And was it over email, phone, or was it actually on your first school visit?
Yeah, so I think Coach Tyrone sent out my film, and the minute he sent that, they offered me on the spot.
Did they really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes, sir.
To hear that, because you know what? That's a great story, because you don't hear that a lot,
yes,
you know. But that also shows you and shows others, you know, having somebody, which I can't wait to talk to,
yes,
Tyrone,
sir.
who's a recruiter, how much that can help.
Yeah.
Because people like him can have a way of getting the attention of somebody. They know people. It's like in the job world. It's
for
who
sure.
you know,
it's
you know,
is,
and how
yeah.
you how you get going. And then how many times – so you said – so with the Murray State, I had, my next question was, though, you know, how many times in the Murray State process did you have contact before receiving the offer? But obviously you just said the first one.
Yes, sir, offer.
And that's fantastic.
Yes,
had
sir.
You – were there any other schools that were in play for you that you were talking to that you thought maybe or maybe not?
Yes, sir. I would say ETSU was one of my first visits as well, but they – I don't know what really was going on with them, but I don't think they had enough roster spots to officially offer. So they did like a partial or a PWO.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did one of those. And then Tuskegee as well. And then UT Martin
on
top of that. So, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So what – and I think I know the answer, but what was the final factor in making the decision to play at Murray State? And talk about how excited you are for the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean – I would say one of the final decisions that really settled it for me was the full ride,
because yep.
I'm not gonna lie, like money, like if one school's offering a full ride and then you got another school offering, or say Tuskegee for example, D2, they can only do as much as, you know, they're allowed to.
They're
so
not
they
allowed
were trying
to do all
yeah
of it,
they
yep.
were trying to do like an 80% or whatever, mm-hmm. and we were like, you know, to have everything paid for really does help.
Oh, well, I mean, it's such a – what it does for your family,
yes,
too. I mean, you look at what the price of college is today,
yes,
and everything,
sir.
And you're getting to go to a good school, you know, in an FCS program, which
yes,
is – you know, I'm a big fan of that and everything, and then have a great education and everything. So – and then you have to be there. Your dad said you have to report the end of May?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
End of
May, you'll have the summer camps and stuff, and then you'll start the true camp probably in early August or
yes,
something.
Sir. Yes,
I think
sir.
One thing you'll find that they'll do with scholarship players, they will make sure you study.
Yeah,
they will
sure.
make sure you're checking in and you're studying, and they have tutors and everything else to keep on.
Got to go to school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They will have a person that is strictly focused on their scholarship players and
yes,
that
sir.
Because it's so so important. Good.
Before you take us on, I know we're trying to keep an eye on time here, but and tell me if you're comfortable talking about
yes, sir.
This, because your dad said there might be some NIL money involved
yes,
in your scholarship.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah, so they're trying to do – they got stipends nowadays with NIL, so it's completely legal to give players a little extra cash here and there. So that I think –
no more brown bag in there,
no
right?
More, yes, sir. at least for the first year. So we'll
like
see.
Like Ohio
how that,
State does all the time.
You yes, know sir. What? Whatever. Hey, you know what? If other teams aren't taking advantage of it, that's their own fault. First off, congratulations from all of us and the War Eagle family. we're so excited and happy for you. But one of the other questions I'm going to ask everybody, and we want to get your brother up here a little bit too, is describe your feelings when you left the field in your last game as a high school senior, and talk about what your teammates have meant to you.
I mean, my teammates have meant everything. I know it's coming in with the quarterback situation that we had. I'm blessed to have Will Watkins, you know, throwing me the ball, because I think he's a great player.
He is.
And I think, I feel like, yeah, he's just an excellent player. So I'm so excited that I got to work with him, and he meant the world to me. I like playing with Rhett Ballew too. Yeah.
Did you work all summer long last summer?
Yes, sir.
Working on your routes?
Yes, sir. We would meet up at the fields, and we'd just throw routes for a while. So, yeah.
Right on.
And as I was talking to your dad, you can really tell with any player who's been doing that. You can tell the ones that haven't, and you can tell the ones that have, because you can see a difference, and you can see the growth from year to year when it comes in. Hey, so, you know, lastly, what are you most excited about in your next step in your college and football journey at Murray State?
I mean, going to Murray State feels like how I came into South Forsyth coming out of middle school. It's just a new chapter in my life, and I'm looking forward to being able to work, because I'm not the highest rated recruit. Mm-hmm. So going in there, I feel like I already got a chip on my shoulder.
Quick word about your head coach, Jody Wright, before we let you go. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, I mean, I got to sit down and talk to him in his office when I went on my official visit, and I think he's a good dude. He talked to me. He kind of helped me, or he let me know how, like, his system works and what he's going to be doing to help us players get better and help the team get better. So, yeah.
And, well, it's exciting. I can tell you the one thing, too, is, and I think, you know, yeah, and I think you've got the work ethic. But the main thing is, you know, get in there, be in that weight room, you know, be one of the first ones in there. Don't be, you know, because I tell you, that's one thing you hear all the time, coaches, man, who's the first one in there? Who's the one who's working outside trying to work extra stuff and everything? And we're excited for you. I can tell you, as a person, you know, in this calling the stadium games, I have thoroughly enjoyed calling your name and your number for, you know, for 3 years now, and then, you know, on the away games calling them. So thank you for that. It's been so much fun. Anyway, we want to bring on your brother. So yes, now sir. You're staying here for, you can stay for a second.
Right, cool.
You're
actually stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Right, yes,
and you're here for a few of them. And then, you know, so you're leaving, but your brother, who is going to be you guys are built completely different.
Yes, sir.
This is like a brick house down here.
Yes, sir.
Let's give him a proper introduction.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gabriel Spencer, rising sophomore. Remember that freshman class this year? A lot of you guys got to play. Did you see the field this year later in the season?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah, all right. And it was great, right?
Yes, sir. It was really great. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you guys are getting prepared to play. Go ahead, Doug.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Now yes, we got you. You know, staring us over here is your head coach, Coach Thompson, sitting right over there. He'll be on later. But yeah, we got to watch you as a freshman this year. Unfortunately, the JV didn't get to have a season because of numbers and everything. But talk a little bit about what it was like coming into South, you know, out of middle school and everything, and just your overall experience for the first year.
Coming into South Forsyth was, I expected what was coming my way, but there was some stuff I didn't expect coming my way. Like, when I was going into South football, I thought, you know, it was just going to be like another normal football season, but it was actually really different than I thought it would be. You know, we had, in the middle school, we were running the wing tee. Now we're running different formations and stuff like that. And Coach Morris taught us
the H-back formation.
H-back,
right?
Yes, sir. And you know, I kind of adjusted to that a little bit, and I kind of got used to that. And I mostly just adjusted. And in middle school, I played tight end. And this year, this year, when I went to South, I moved to tailback.
Yeah, you did.
Because right,
that was a position I thought for myself I'd be more better at. And so, I just adjusted to everything and kind of got settled and stuff like that. And, yeah.
All right, at home, how competitive are you two? I mean, you guys, are you competitive at everything? I mean, or what are you two?
You
like
can answer too if you want to.
I would say we're pretty competitive. We used to wrestle a lot in the
you
living
him?
Room. Yes, sir.
Oh man.
Yeah, nah, I would usually win.
Did you? You got that tall.
Wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, so for sure.
You gonna let him get away with that, right? You gonna let him admit that?
Yeah,
did you ever catch up? You can take him down now, can't you?
I can take him down any day.
All right, bro.
That's fantastic. So, How involved were you during the recruiting process? Were you giving him some advice and saying, "Here's, hey, I think you should do this or that"?
You know, if I'm going to be honest, every time he went on a tour to the college, yeah, I would want to stay home.
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay home, but there was a part of me that did feel like, you know, I want to see what this college is like.
Yeah.
But the most part of me was like, I really want to stay home. But I ended up packing and I ended up going. Good. And I am glad that I went, because I got to experience myself what the colleges looked like.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tours around the colleges, you know, how colleges worked, you know. Sure, sometimes it can be boring, but I'm just really grateful that I went, because I got to see for myself, for my future, what colleges look like. And I'm glad I was by his side, too, for the most part.
I'd like to hear a little bit about your conversations late at night, maybe after a visit or a couple of nights after a visit, you guys sitting just chatting to each other. What did you offer him? What did you feel like you could tell him that would help him out?
You know, he's been by my side for 15 years, you know, and then now he's going to be off to college. And all I can say to him is that you got to adjust to your surroundings. You got to be social with other people to get situated in what you got to do, because you're a bit of a quiet kid and you got to change that. And you got to be more social, because you got to show who you are to other people, and they'll introduce themselves to you, and then you can be, you know, you'll adjust.
Good advice.
And then about a couple weeks, you know, you'll be all good in Murray State.
Yeah. And you were able to take that advice and put it into action,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. I feel like, you know, most of our conversations would come after a game, really. And I would try to, you know, that's cool. Like, he's telling me, you know, how to move on for this next chapter. But I feel like I was able to help him in some ways, too. And, you know, teaching him the way of high school football and letting him know for his
He was fun to watch,
years.
Wasn't he?
He was amazing to watch.
Well, Harrison, we're going to keep you on for a couple more segments. We're going to have Will up next, and then Rhett's. We'll keep you on. Gabriel, this has been awesome. We're glad to get you on. And we look forward to watching you come up and, you know, the next 3 years with you, and really looking forward to it. So thanks.
We
for
always
on.
Say footwork is important for a running back, but you know what's more important? Vision.
Vision.
Work on your vision, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right. Secure the ball.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. You got to hang on to the
damn. Thank you all so much for having me.
All right,
great to have you, Gabriel. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
All right.